Glorify God and enjoy Him forever. This is the key to enjoying everyday life.
WCNO's broadcast day is underwritten by Krause & Crane Incorporated, celebrating 50 years of air conditioning service to the Martin County area. Since 1957, Krause & Crane certified technicians have serviced all makes and models of air conditioners and provides an energy savings agreement for any commercial or residential need. Krause & Crane, the service and replacement specialist with over 50 years of experience, is available 24 hours for emergency service at 287-1227.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's broadcast, and I trust you'll be blessed by the message.
Do you know tonight that you are the object of God's love? I'm going to use Pastor for a moment here. Do you understand God? Though we feel like he's way somewhere distant, a lot of people still see him sitting on the throne with a long beard and just kind of looking like that Abraham Lincoln, you know, monument. You know, just sitting there. But no. Let's say pastor's the church. I'm the father. I am the object. She is the object of his care. His eye is always on her. Is always with her. Whenever she moves, his eye, he's there. His eye is never taken off of her. Everything about what she does, everything she's going to encounter, God is looking and planning and strategizing and fixing. No matter what it looks like, it might look like a trial, but God is speaking to her, letting her know, okay, I'm preparing you. This is just a little time where you go through that, but beyond that, there's a blessing. God's eye, we are the apple of his eye. We are engraven upon his hands. His thoughts toward us are continually. Tell somebody, I'm created to be blessed. Oh, if you could saturate your soul, if you would meditate on God's love to you, I'm telling you, you get in some dimensions where you feel like you can't hardly stand it. You can't take no more. Lord, help me here, Jesus. You done tried to shout it out and can't shout it out. It's like fire. You know, when I first was saved, I used to love to study. I'd come home from school and I'd get at the table, put all these books out that I had, all these concordances and stuff, and I'd study for hours. It was just God had given me a grace to do that, just study for hours. And sometimes while I would sit there, there was a phenomena that would get into my hands and in my feet. I couldn't sit there anymore. I'd have to get up, and you know, it was like fire. You know, getting in my feet. I get up and walk around. I go outside to be walking and jumping and moving around and thinking, woo. I can't hardly stand this. It was the word. Like Jeremiah, shut up in my bones. It was getting down in me, amen, like a fire. Come on, I'm telling you, there are dimensions in God where, I'm telling you, if you soldier in there, you'll feel like you can't stand it. You can't. There are dimensions of God's holiness. Let me tell you something. If God just came down in this room right now, in a measure, just a measure of who he really is, we'd all go up in smoke. Because it's his person. That's why he stands back on people a lot of time. He loves them. He's going to see about them. But you want them to come closer. God says, do you really? They told Moses, Moses, tell God. We don't want to hear you anymore. We want to hear him for ourselves. That's what they told him. Moses said, all right. God said, all right, tell the people. First of all, sanctify yourself for 3 days. Fast and pray. Get out of that carnal mindset and that carnality you in, because I'm going to come down on the mountain. I'm not going to come up in your face. I'm just going to come near to you. And they all there, you know, God coming. You know, we talk to God ourselves. I need to talk to God. Got some things on my mind. Boy, he came down in that mountain. Say the trumpet went to sound, a blast went to blasted. Folk couldn't stand the sound. Thunder, black clouds. They ran. They said, hey. Moses, yo. We changed our mind. You talk to him. We'll listen to you from now on. But see, God was just coming down in his nature. And there's a holy fire. And you know what? I'll be honest with you. Even in our best state, if God were really to come in here, it would be very uncomfortable for everybody. Now, he comes in ways to bless us. But if he came in his person, raw and uncensored, John saw him in a measure, and he fell dead. And John handled him. John was the disciple he loved. The beloved, the closest one to him. But when he saw him, he fell dead. Now, what about you? And me. Tell somebody, I'm blessed of God. You are made right now to be showered with God's presence and his favor, with his presence. You carry something that the world can't offer, that people don't understand, and that's the presence of God. To someone with a wicked spirit or a fallen spirit or a sinful spirit or nature, they're not going to jive with you. They're not going to be able to connect with you. They'll get convicted. They'll hate you without a cause, because it's not you, it's the nature that condemns them. You just enter into a room sometime, and the spirit that you carry, the presence, when light comes, darkness has no place. People will walk away from you and mistreat you. They don't even know why. But it's the light you carry. It's the Christ in you and that fallen nature. Those spirits know. You know, when we get into the sons of Issachar, you know, when Jesus went and cast those spirits out of Legion, they asked him a question about time. They said, "Have you come to torment us before the time?" They knew something about time. Jesus said, "Who are you?" He said, "We are legion, for we are many." But they asked him about time. This is an interesting thought. But you carry a presence and a favor. Tell somebody you're favored. You better stop all that whining if you're whining. You better stop all that murmuring and complaining. You don't understand, child. You are favored. I don't care all that you go through, all you have experienced, all you've had to battle, all you've suffered, you are still highly favored. You can't imagine what somebody that's not favored is going through. Talk about heaven on earth, look at hell on earth. Tell somebody, I'm favored. Whatever I go through, I'm favored. Whatever I suffer, I'm favored. I always got hope. I always got faith. There's something that is always going to work out for you. Tell somebody, I always triumph. Somehow, some way, I always triumph because I am marked by God's favor. When other folk give up on you, God don't give up because you're favored. When other folk push you to the side, God says, no, I got a plan for you. You still got purpose. You're still blessed. You're still a recipient of my favor. Folk write you off, tell you ain't going to make it, to just laugh at them. Say, that's all right. I know something you don't know. You may not think so, but I'm favored. I'm blessed. I have to prosper. I have to make it. I have to break through. I have to rise. Because there's a seed in me. It's like the song says, there's a seed in the ground. We've been taken from the earth. We are dust. God put a seed in the ground. And that seed has to be brought to maturation. And you know what? It's increasing now. Our time of kairos is here. Our time of rising. The leaven is leavening the whole lump. It's taking over. The kingdom is expanding and increasing on the inside of us. You don't know. Even at your lowest state, you are created in a way that you attract God's presence and his favor. Even when you feel like giving up, even when you talk crazy, you know, I ain't going no, I ain't gonna do it no more. Make me mad. I quit. You're talking crazy. You know, you're still attracting his presence in his favor. God's still going to walk with you till you come to your senses. He ain't going to give up on you. He might walk a little distance from you because you're talking crazy. But after you start, like the prodigal, say, you know what, I think I'm going to go back home to my father's house. Then he catches up with you and says, okay. Okay, now we can talk. Now we can talk again. Now we can talk. You've been through that before. You are created to attract his presence. You are attractive to God. You attract his presence and his favor. Some of us need to utilize prayer more. God hears your prayer. His ear is constantly open. Sometimes you don't have because you don't ask. Your prayer has to go beyond just being superficial with God. Everything cool. You know everything ain't cool. You can talk to God, Lord, I done messed up. I ain't feeling this. You got to do something on the inside of me because I'm feeling something toward this person that ain't right. Instead, no, everything cool. Be for real with him. There's something about you that attracts him. And nothing you can do or say going to surprise him. He know you already. He waiting on you to fess up. You holding back. He just waiting on you to be real. See, there's something about your words that are in your voice. Had Adam said, Lord, I messed up. Right there, judgment would have been averted. It would have stopped. That's how God is. That's his nature. When you were unsaved and you say, Lord, help me, save me, God stopped the judgment. Step right on in. He didn't tell you go get some stuff right first. He stepped right in when your heart yielded to him. When you knew you couldn't do it yourself and you said, Lord, save me. He's right there. Had Adam said, Lord, I messed up. See, the nature of the devil taking root. Lord, the woman you gave me. Lord, the serpent. Playing the blame game. And God saw that the nature had taken root so that he had to act again. Took them leaves off of them. He spoke a curse. You know, death, though it seemed like a curse, was a blessing. He allowed death to enter in. It came in through sin. But had he not allowed death to come, man would have lived eternally separated from him. So he numbered his years. He said, I'll not let this happen. He numbered 1,000. But Satan stepped in there early and brought death. God limited to 1,000. Nobody would live beyond a day. He said, the day that you eat of this fruit, you shall surely die. The day was 1,000. 1,000 years is as one day. One day is 1,000 years. It was 1,000. Methuselah almost made it. Can you imagine his brain capacity? How brilliant, or what he knew?
We are continuing a part one of 10 Dimensions of Man's Call. Genesis 3, verse 10 and 11 says, and he said, I heard thy voice in the garden, and I was afraid because I was naked, and I hid myself. And he said, who told thee that thou was naked? Hast thou eaten of the tree whereof I commanded thee that thou shouldest not eat? The voice of the Lord was heard. Man had to live by what came out of the mouth of God. The third dimension of the call of man is God spoke to man. Saints have seed for the potential of greatness, but it's how we water the seed. You must water your seed daily with the Word of God. The Lord desires the seed to grow to full maturity. God is still speaking today through His Holy Word and through men and women of God.
Thank you for listening to today's message. And for more information or more messages from On to Perfection, call toll-free 1-877-TR-BANKS or visit our website at trbanks.com. And always remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.